12 hours out of Mackinac City, strapped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
The summertime in northern Michigan.
Soon it will be. We say hi to Travel Michigan's, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Pure Michigan's Nick Nurbon. Hello, friend. How are you this morning?
Doing wonderful. It's great to see the sunshine back out there this morning. Beautiful day.
Isn't that a fact? You know where I was at yesterday? I was at Frosty Boy yesterday on Plainfield.
Yeah, Frosty Boy is right down the road from my house and that is definitely, you know, it's obviously when you have a sunny day, that's when everybody else wants to go, too.
Right.
So you got to be patient, but it's worth the wait.
I'll tell you, it really, really is. It was fun to be there. I remember we had mentioned that, talking about just getting an ice cream cone and doing something like that for your bucket list for spring and summer with Pure Michigan. There is a lot going on. The Detroit Lions, I sent you something earlier. They're going to reveal their new uniforms today.
Yeah, and I think there's so much excitement around the Lions with good reason, you know, such a fantastic season and lots of optimism for the future. And so anytime they're doing something now, I mean, a few years ago, this wouldn't have had the reaction that we're seeing now where everybody's talking about it. Oh, the new uniforms and those kinds of things. So yeah, very exciting to have the timing of that align with the upcoming NFL draft and lots of excitement around the city of Detroit and the Lions.
Yeah, what's going on? I mean, the draft is 1 week away. I mean, Detroit is on the clock. All eyes and ears will be on the city of Detroit. That's exciting.
It is. And the NFL draft is a large-scale event. So it's just like anything else with the NFL, like whether it's the Super Bowl or playoff atmospheres or whatever they do, there's always more than just the draft itself where there's the NFL teams making their draft picks. There's the draft experience. And so in downtown Detroit, they have what they call the draft footprint, which extends from Campus Martius all the way down Woodward. And then over on Hart Plaza, there's going to be more NFL fan experience. So all kinds of things that people can do. And it's a good idea if you're planning to visit over there to the city to register for the draft. So you can, it's a really easy process that you register. It gives you a QR code that you can connect to their app, the NFL OnePass app. It allows you to go into these areas, the NFL fan experience, into the draft footprint. But it's a, you know, it's kind of a once in a generation opportunity to have the draft here now that they bring it to different NFL cities to really be part of something really cool.
Very cool. How many people will be here for this, you think?
We're talking between 300,000 and 400,000 people visiting over the course of the 3 days for the NFL draft. So a major impact to the city and to the Southeast Michigan, really, to the whole part of the state. And that's one of the things that we're doing is saying, okay, yeah, the eyes are on the southeast part of the state and Detroit, but we want, as Pure Michigan, to make sure that the folks who are looking at Detroit are also looking at what's happening around the rest of the state, from West Michigan all the way up to the UP. So we're really trying to maximize that opportunity.
Very cool. I see that a comedian will be part of the 2024 Detroit draft as well.
Yeah, Sam Richardson, who is known for his appearance on the Showtime series Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and also he was on Ted Lasso, and he was part of the series Detroiters that was around a few years ago. Sam had really, really been helping us out and doing some really fun content, and he's part of an advertising campaign that is running in NFL draft cities in the Midwest, really the focusing on the markets from Pittsburgh over to Chicago, where people we expect to be driving over to participate in the draft, to really help them kind of learn about the state of Michigan, about what they can do in Detroit. And we've had a lot of fun with it, including one of the videos that we created has a nice cameo from Barry Sanders, who was a lot of fun to work with.
Well, that's so cool. Very, very fun. Let's switch gears to being outside. It's morel mushroom season, isn't it?
Well, you know, morels, it's I love them. They're delicious.
Do you?
I enjoy eating them, whether it's like with a nice steak, which is a popular way to do it. But there are so many creative ways that chefs use morels, from morel omelets to all kinds of different things that you can do with them. And I think I really enjoy them. I think they're delicious. But I've never had great luck in finding them. Do you know any of those people, Mary Ellen, who are like those morel people that have their spots and they always seem to get a bunch each year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I
and
do.
They will never reveal that,
no.
Of course. It's just like a great fishing spot. You know, the fly fishers never give up their
spots. Exactly.
You know, I had friends when I lived up in the Traverse City area. They would get grocery bags full of these things.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I'm not a mushroom person, but people tell me if they're prepared right, they taste really good. So it's all in how they prepare
absolutely.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just was going to say it's a popular thing for a lot of folks to do. And there are a couple of events that are in the northern part of the state. In Mesick, the Mesick Mushroom Festival happening the 10th through 12th of May. And then in Boyne City, the National Mushroom Festival. And those are great ways to get up there and enjoy some of the morels. And there's a few other fun activities around the festival. But also, they have tips and outings to go out, and you can find them yourself.
Very cool. Have you checked out the Grand Rapids Lantern Festival yet?
I have not been down yet, but the reason why I wanted to mention that this morning is I saw a friend of mine who went there and shared some photos. This is much more than I expected.
You know, I know.
This is like, whoa, I saw some photos of this. I was like, that is on my list. And she said, absolutely a must. So looking forward to checking that out soon at John Ball Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
These Asian lanterns illuminating the zoo environment. It looks like a really neat experience.
Very cool. Always something to do, I'm telling you. We'll check in next week. Are you going to be in Detroit for the NFL draft?
I will be down there Tuesday through Saturday and really looking forward to being part of this amazing atmosphere down there. And we'll be sharing content. I would say that no matter what the social media platform that your listeners prefer, follow Pure Michigan, we will be sharing content all week.
Wonderful. I'm so excited for you. That'll be great. We'll check in next week. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.